This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. What is going on, guys? This is the Red and Yellow. Welcome to the Red and Yellow. Yay! We're back at it again with another episode. And today we'll just be talking about a little bit of business and entrepreneurship. So let's get into the episode. What's up, guys? So in recent news, it seems like Tesla has just made the earnings report to be able to enter into the S&P 500. I'm not really a licensed stock trader, but I do follow stocks and do invest on my own time. But right now, that's really good news that they have reported positive earnings for their recent earnings report. What this means is that they're able to go ahead and get inside the S&P 500, which means that their stock prices is probably going to shoot up amazingly far so that you can make money right now. And probably right now is the best time to invest, in my opinion. Just a small reminder, I'm not a licensed broker or anything like that. This is just my, take on it. But as soon as it hits the bottom, right now everybody's shorting the stock because this is probably going to be the highest point is going to be until it is actually put inside the S&P 500. So if you have stocks, I would take, $100, $200, invest that into Tesla and waiting to see if it gets added to the S&P 500, because if it goes from $1,400 all the way up to $2,000, which is the target price that a lot of investors have recently been putting out for their target price, then that would be amazing. But why would I talk about stocks today? Well, stocks is probably like the easiest topic. This will probably be one of the shorter episodes anyways, but I like to be a little bit candid so that way you can hear my thoughts and on any of the stocks that you want to go ahead and invest in. So with Tesla, it's been a rocky run. It's been going all the way up until now. Like, I remember when it was $200 when I first started investing. It was very low. Nobody really believed in it. Then you got the whole car lines that come out and electric car lines and stuff like that. And now it's, one of the top stocks right now making, what's his name? Elon Musk, a billionaire. And if it does, like if the stock price does enter into 2000 range or more, then that, I believe I read somewhere that actually makes him one of the richest people, like Jeff Bezos. And that's Amazon. But yeah, moving on from stock, to recently, if you've actually been in the news or if you keep up with social media trends, right now TikTok is I'm not going to talk about how the TikTok ban is working, but right now TikTok is in a little scuffle. It can be banned. It still has the potential to be banned or even blocked for a period of time, but a lot of people see that as not happening soon. The TikTok can't be banned, probably due to U.S. regulation laws and how they can't ban it without, an acute cause. So they can't really ban it without proving that it's doing destruction and stuff like that. But TikTok does record a lot of information, not more information than Facebook has on you or anything like that, but it still records a lot of information or anything that you give it permission to. So TikTok getting banned is probably not going to happen. But in better news for TikTok, right now they had just released a creator fund. So now they want to actually put some money towards their creators and give them the ability to monetize their content. Before that, if you've ever been on TikTok, you are only able to make money off of your live videos, which means you would have to go live. You would have to chance it in getting at least 9, 10, 20, 200 of your followers to jump on live while you were live. And, that's very iffy because people live all around the world, time zones, people sleep. stuff like that. A lot of people like to go record at night or somewhere in the middle of the day when you're like, oh, I didn't know. But before that, you know, live videos, I think TikTok takes like 30% of 30 or 50% of however much you make from your live videos. So for me personally, I've only made like a couple dollars. I don't go live often, but I've only made like a couple dollars. And if you don't actually take out your money, sometimes they'll go ahead and take the money out for you and put it into their pocket. So it's like live videos and holding on to your cash probably isn't a good idea. But now you really have the opportunity to control your money and how that's supposed to come out. I believe there's not many details on how it's going to all play out. You know, the $200,000, I believe it was $200,000. Anyways, they got a large creative fund that's divided out. I don't know how that's going to play out, whether there's ads that's going to play before your TikTok and then whoever opens the app first to see that first TikTok, they get paid or something like that. I don't know how this is going to function. But I know people like the idea of being able to monetize their videos better than the creator marketplace. And also, if you don't know what the creator marketplace is, that's a place for creators to basically bargain with brands to share their brands on TikTok. So, for example, if you're an advertiser and you want to show off your next best shampoo, you would go into the creator marketplace, put out a bid for your ad. You'd be like, I want you to say X, Y, and Z about my shampoo for 2 minutes and feature it in there, and I'll pay you $200. Then the creators would all bid for that one. And a lot of creators didn't like it because they'd basically be fighting for the right to make money. And, you know, it's different. You know, it's not really fun to fight for something that you have the talent for. Versus having ads placed in every video, and then if the video does well, then you get paid, and if the video does bad, then you get paid, you know. But at least you worked hard on it, period, you know. Versus having to create something fake or something outside of your comfort zone or outside of your creative range to go out there. You don't want to, for example, if you're an animator who likes to do action commercials and they're asking you to be, I don't know, do something pretty or something like that for the shampoo commercial. And they're like, well, I don't really know how to do that, but I'll try it. And then the thing comes out bad and they don't get paid because the creator marketplace isn't really that fond for the creators. It just kind of stretches them in places that they don't really care to be stretched. And dogfighting for the spot to make money. So actually talking about TikTok has led me to actually discover what other, you know, with the TikTok ban, it led me to discover there's other alternatives to TikTok that also have the potential of taking it out as the top competitor. So Instagram has been working on a new competitor called IG Reels, Instagram Reels, and it's going to be short form 15 second videos with music and all that, you know, basically TikTok cloned out. But I don't have a lot of hope in it because the way Instagram treats, well, it's not really Instagram, it's Facebook. Facebook doesn't treat most of their side creations any good. Facebook, I believe, is like too overcrowded. It's got too many features and stuff like that. And it really needs to be condensed down to its different ideas. Facebook can't be the all-in-one shop for gaming and connecting with friends and all that. They can really separate it out so that way they can target each market of, you know, the older generation, the younger generation, and the up-and-coming. But they choose to put everything in one place. Like, if you go to the Facebook app, you can actually go find your Oculus Rift stuff. You can find Instagram stuff. You can find games, you can find town hall meetings, you can have all these different things, but it's all bundled inside of Facebook where it's so hard to find any of that. You can also sell things on Facebook. You can also put on ads and stuff like that. You can also create 5 different Facebook pages that have 2 accounts underneath that account and 5 accounts underneath that account. So to me, Instagram, Facebook is too bogged down with all those different focuses. And with all those different focuses, I believe that it's hard for Facebook to even like just focus on one thing. Instagram hasn't had a real intuitive update since, I don't know, 2018, when it had music inside the stories and they added a whole bunch of stickers. Like, even with like Instagram hasn't had a real good update since like 2018. And then when they introduced IGTV, I personally thought it was just going to be a great intuitive place for creators to create things and get monetized and make money from the creations. And people were going to watch vertical video for the first time for this long, and it flopped. And I'm not going to say it's a complete failure. People still watch IGTV up there because, you know, some people upload parts and bits of their podcast onto there and stuff like that. But nobody's making real money from it. The only people who made money were people who got contracts to make stuff solely for that. You know, you thought it was going to be a real TV place. So with IG Reels, I think it's just another tactic for Facebook to take out the social market, because they do the same thing with WhatsApp and all that. They own Facebook messaging and stuff like that. So it's like, why even make IG Reels? What they should do, in my opinion, is just go ahead and fix IGTV. And what they're going to do, from what I hear from these different sources, is that IGTV is supposed to get an update where people can monetize their stuff next year. So it's like they are still a couple years behind on making the innovations in place that they needed to. And they got a big team. They have a huge team. So it's not like any reason for them to not be able to do this, but apparently IG Reels is coming, and apparently it's supposed to be something big, but I don't believe in it. But another competitor to the whole short form video space is Byte. It's this new platform that was made by the creators of Vine. So if you're older, or if you got kids and stuff, you probably heard the thing, do it for the Vine. Yeah, that was back in like 2010 and all that. People was on Vine. A lot of small creators got their big platform jumps from there. People like King Batch and beauty gurus and stuff like that. They only had 6 seconds to tell their story, but they were so good at telling their stories that people followed them outside of the platform. So now they got millions of followers and make millions of people laugh. But Vine died. It died, then it tried to come back with Musical.ly, and Musical.ly died, and then back with Byte. And Byte is the only contender that I see that's actually going to win out. And I've actually spent some time on there. I make videos on there right now, under the dedicated artist. That's my official tag. So if you got friends and family that want to follow me, you know, follow the dedicated artist. But yeah, so it was like me sticking out some time on Byte. I figured out that it's probably like a good place to, you know, start. The way Byte feels is more like it's a Reddit. It's like a video Reddit. I don't even know if a lot of people spend time on Reddit, but I don't really like Reddit. It's very, very politicized, and it gets super political up there. You can basically post anything that you want, you know, and other people will echo chamber all of that with you in Reddit. But you'll find a lot of real opinions. Like I say, more people are real on there than Twitter, because Twitter is full of a whole bunch of people that love the virtual signal. But besides that point, you know, besides the Twitter cancelers and Reddit realists, Byte, it's a little bit more fun. It seems like a baby that has a whole lot of potential. One that would be able to walk on its own two legs in the future. Like, it has separate channels where you can go ahead and make videos that are funny, or make videos for skateboarding, or make videos for this. And it'll go inside of this category channel. They call it channels on there. But your videos, you can pick whatever channel that you want. Once you get inside that channel, you'll be able to have a ton of people like find your video, basically catalogs based on what you put it on there. And then you can also add up to 3 hashtags and post. Now then, there's a whole lot less users. There's a ton less users on that platform. You know, there's a whole lot less people on that platform. So you will get significantly less likes and views on Byte. But the difference between Byte, how that counts as a view, and TikTok, how that counts as a view. TikTok says if a person watches that video once or swipes and comes back to that video again, it counts as a view. Whereas with Byte, it matters on how many times that person loops the video. So if somebody actually just sat there and watched a video two or three times, that account is views and you get points for it. So Byte is very special. It's got a little game system at the top right corner. So if you check your stats, you can see how good of a biter you are. You can see they'll give you stars, and those stars represent your level. You can see how many followers you got. You can see how many people loop, how many times your videos were looped. You can see how many people rebited your stuff. And then you can see how many stuff that how many videos you watched. So it catalogs that, keeps track of that, kind of like a video game. So it's kind of fun in that aspect. But not only does it keep track of it, people can rebite your stuff, sort of like a Twitter aspect. So if you do like if a famous creator does like your stuff and they shout you out, you could get a huge potential boost in views and likes in that respect. They do have a real robust algorithm. So their algorithm, in my opinion, it kind of sucks. The algorithm is really robust, and is to the point where it doesn't know what you want. Whereas with Instagram and Twitter or whatever, well, if you like something, it'll show you something very, very similar to what you liked before. Whereas with the Byte algorithm, the Byte algorithm will show you videos from the channels that you follow. So if you follow the funny channel, follow the skateboarding channel, follow the venting channel, which is where you just spew out all your anger. If you follow any of those channels, it'll just show you random videos based on that. And I personally don't think that's a good way to find new videos. It needs, to me, it needs a new discover page. But since they are a smaller team, and it's only, I believe it's like 10 people or something like that, they are looking for people to hire. So if you're good at graphic design, or if you're good at coding and stuff like that, and web designers, they need people like that. So, you know, free shout out for you, Byte, if you're listening to it at Dom or whoever else is at it. You can go ahead and find that there. So yeah, Byte is a very good alternative to TikTok, where there is a whole lot less of calling people out and stuff like that, where there's a whole lot less back and forth in between TikTokers and all that. But with Byte, you know, it's pretty chill. But I think this would be where I end off the thing today. If you're looking for alternatives to TikTok, Byte is another one. Shun Instagram at all costs. No, I'm joking. But yeah, stay with TikTok. Invest in Tesla at its lowest points. Make sure you watch that. And yeah, that'll be the end of today's episode. Thank you guys for watching, listening. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a privilege. It's an honor speaking to you guys. I hope you guys subscribe to all of our channels at Courage Media Group, at The Dedicated Artist on Instagram, YouTube, and all of the above. Anywhere that you can look up content, look us up at The Dedicated Artist and at Courage Media. Thank you again. It's an honor. Thanks for talking to you. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.